Yo, what's up, guys? I'm back here again. This is like a brand new season, a whole new episode. I haven't actually done this me a podcast since say 2021, but now I'm back again in 2022, a whole new fresh start, but same content. This is a podcast where you get to be yourself, honestly, man. Be your true self. It's okay, and it's honestly. We can just be okay, not be okay at times, man. Cause I get it. Honestly, I get it at times, man. When you just feel, you're going through the motions and you feel like, man, I have to be perfect cause for the world. And I, honestly, you don't have to be perfect, man. Cause everybody's not perfect. Everybody is good, hiding their imperfections better than some of us. So honestly, like, it's okay to be. It's okay. Not to be okay at times, honestly. And so my topic of today is that it's okay to be you. It's okay to be you. So it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to accept yourself as you are. And that can be a challenge itself, because sometimes we feel like we're feeling neglected, of we have to make this facade that we have all together. Sometimes when we're within ourselves, within a core self, we're going through a battle, a war zone with ourselves, because it's literally our future self and our old self battling with each other. And then in the middle of it, it's our new self that's trying to, that's our present self, our present self that wants us to this, literally like disconnect from the world. And right now, that's how what's going on right now, honestly. It's like I'm trying to literally love me while being love me by being imperfect. I was just taking one song and saying imperfect person. I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. Only person that's perfect is Jesus, my brother Jesus Christ himself. And so sometimes you gotta just be okay. Just be okay to be you. Like, if you love working out, hey, that's what makes you evolve. That's what makes you challenge yourself. That makes you break out and being whatever else wants you to be. But you just be yourself in that moment. Either you like to work out, or you like to paint, or you love technologies, or you love to go outside and walk in nature, or you just a person that loves fashion. I mean, whatever that thing is for you that makes you, do it, perform it, like, practice it, work on your craft. That's something that no one can take away from you. They can try to imitate you, but they can never be you. Only you can be yourself, and no person, no group of people, no nothing can stop you from being you. A couple of weeks ago, I went on an airplane to Dallas, Texas by myself, also with my family. And I was more excited than fear, but when I came to Dallas, my mom said she was very proud of me, because I said she never has done it, flying by herself before. So, I thought it was just normal, like, people flying by themselves. But secondly, not a lot of people have flown by themselves before. So I was literally the first one for my family, and first one for myself to fly to Charlotte to Dallas by myself, and to fly back to Dallas to Charlotte by myself. It was a wonderful experience. And so, like, do things that make you afraid, that in the moment it's make you afraid, but honestly it makes you more excited than ever. So I know I was on the own rep today, but honestly, like, I just want to give you courage to let you know it's okay to just be you. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to encourage yourself. It's okay to cry sometimes. It's okay to disconnect from social media, from the real world, from the world, from work, from school. Like, just to be yourself. Just be alone with yourself at times, because you're the only person that got you. No person that wakes up in the morning and they lay down at nighttime. Unless you have a relationship with someone else, like, you're literally by yourself, honestly. And so, I just want to give you some encouragement today. It's okay to be yourself. And no matter what is going on, man, I love you. I'm proud of you. I am grateful for you. And God loves you. Man, I love you, and make it effort, because we're going to do this, get together, to love ourselves a little bit more at times. So, have a good day, have a wonderful day, and peace. Yo, what's up, guys? I'm back here again. This is like a brand new season, a whole new episode. I haven't actually done this me a podcast since, like, 2021, but now I'm back again in 2022, a whole new fresh start, but same content. This is a podcast where you get to be yourself, honestly, man. Be your true self. It's okay, and it's honestly, we can just be okay, not be okay at times, man. Because I get it. Honestly, I get it at times, man. When you just feel, you're going through the motions and you feel like, man, I have to be perfect for the world. And honestly, you don't have to be perfect, man. Because everybody's not perfect. Everybody is good, hiding their imperfections better than some of us. So, honestly, like, it's okay not to be okay at times, honestly. And so my topic of today is that it's okay to be you. It's okay to be you. So it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to accept yourself as you are. And that can be a challenge in itself, because sometimes we feel like we're feeling neglected, of we have to make this facade that we have all together. Sometimes when we're within ourselves, within a core self, we're going through a battle, a war zone with ourselves, because it's literally our future self and our old self battling with each other. And then in the middle of it, it's our new self that's trying to, that's our present self, our present self that wants us to this, literally, like, disconnect from the world. And right now, that's how it's going to end up right now, honestly. It's honestly, I'm trying to literally love me while being love me by being imperfect. I was just taking one song and saying imperfectic person. I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. Only person that's perfect is Jesus, my brother Jesus Christ himself. And so sometimes you gotta just be okay to be you. Like, if you love working out, hey, that's what makes you evolve. That's what makes you challenge yourself. That makes you break out and being whatever else wants you to be. But you just be yourself in that moment. Either you like to work out, or you like to paint, or you love technologies, or you love to go outside and walk in nature, or you just a person that loves fashion. I mean, whatever that thing is for you that makes you, do it, perform it, like, practice it, work on your craft. That's something that no one can take away from you. They can try to imitate you, but they can never be you. Only you can be yourself, and no person, no group of people, no nothing can stop you from being you. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I went on an airplane to Dallas, Texas by myself, also with my family. And I was more excited than fear, but when I came to Dallas, my mom said she was very proud of me, because I said she never has done it, flying by herself before. So I thought it was just normal, like people flying by themselves. But secondly, not a lot of people have flown by themselves before. So I was literally the first one for my family and first one for myself to fly to Charlotte to Dallas by myself, and to fly back to Dallas to Charlotte by myself. It was a wonderful experience. And so, like, do things that make you afraid, that in the moment it's make you afraid, but honestly it makes you more excited than ever. So I know I was on the own rep today, but honestly, like, I just want to give you courage to let you know it's okay to just be you. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to encourage yourself. It's okay to cry sometimes. It's okay to disconnect from social media, from the real world, from work, from school. Like, just to be yourself. Just be alone with yourself at times, because you're the only person that got you. No person that wakes up in the morning and lay down at nighttime, unless you have a relationship with someone else, like, you're literally by yourself, honestly. And so I just want to give you some encouragement today, and it's okay to be yourself, and no matter what is going on, man, I love you, I'm proud of you, I am grateful for you, and God loves you. Man, I love you, and make it effort, because we're going to do this, get together, to love ourselves a little bit more at times. So have a good day, have a wonderful day, and peace.